Monday, March 3rd. Now, where did I leave off yesterday? Okay. My BFFs and I had just left the backstage door area and were heading down the hall when the scariest thing happened. We were almost run over by a rolling cart full of the most fabulous designer stage clothing I'd ever seen in my life. OMG, they were to die for! I instantly recognized the famous fashion designer, Blaine Blackwell, from that popular TV show, Ugly Dress Intervention, and his new spin-off show, Ugly Face Intervention. He was talking on the phone a mile a minute. Just marvelous. Security is escorting me in. Your girls, the dance divas, will be the best dressed dancers in the world. Chloe, Zoe, and I stared at the rack of clothing and then at each other. Without saying a word, we knew exactly what we had to do. Together, we took a running leap and dived in head first. So, just tell them it's an emergency. Ugly costume intervention. I'm coming backstage now. Chloe, Zoe, and I sneak a ride backstage. After what seemed like forever, we cautiously climbed out of our hiding place. The clothes rack was sitting in a hallway right outside a door that said wardrobe and makeup. Our plan had worked. Chloe, Zoe, and I had actually made it backstage. Woohoo! We could hardly contain our excitement. Now we just have to find Trevor Chase, I whisper shouted. And avoid the security guards, Zoe added. Yeah, this place is crawling with them, Chloe said and pointed to the far end of the long hallway. Three guards were talking to Mr. Grumpy, the guy who told us to leave the premises. That's when it occurred to me that security might be on the lookout for us. Yikes! Come on, let's get out of here, I muttered. Suddenly, from right behind us, we heard a loud voice. Actually, you girls aren't going anywhere. OMG, the three of us peed our pants. Well, almost. Freeze! Don't move a muscle. I'm about to shoot. We gasped and clung to each other, terrified. I could not believe we were about to be gunned down simply for sneaking backstage. That was so not fair. Just look at you. I really need to call the authorities and have you arrested.
Please, don't shoot. I can't explain, I stuttered.
I'm Nikki, and this is Chloe and Zoe. Mr. Trevor Chase asked us to... I already know who you girls are. Sorry, but I don't have a choice. Shooting people is my job. I'll try to make this as painless as possible. Now turn around, please, and face me. We gulped and turned around very slowly to see Blaine Blackwell pointing a camera at us? Sorry, girls, but I always shoot a before and an after photo. If I were you, I'd be nervous, too. Where do you ladies shop? The city dump? Now keep your eyes right on me and say cheese. We breathed a collective sigh of relief. For a moment, I thought you thought we were, criminals, I giggled nervously. We're here to meet with Mr. Trevor Chase. He gave us... Blaine stepped closer to examine me and frowned. Honey, actually, those unruly eyebrows are criminal. And have you never heard of bronzer? It should be illegal not to use it. And that pukey orange sweater. You deserve the death penalty for wearing it in public. Have you no shame? I was speechless. OMG. Not everyone had the honor of getting ripped apart by the world-renowned Blaine Blackwell. Chloe, Zoe, and I just stared at him, totally mesmerized by his extreme awesomeness. Never fear, darlings. I've put together the most amazing wardrobe for your world tour. You'll be the three most fabulous, best-dressed dancers in the fashion-forward universe.
But you're making a huge mistake, I sputtered. We're not backup.
No excuses, Miss Unibrow, Blaine said, glaring at me. Seriously, you ladies are a hot mess. Your makeovers are going to be a challenge, even for me. Hey, I'm a world-famous designer and stylist, not a magician.
Did he just say makeovers? Chloe and Zoe squealed happily. Squee!
We followed Blaine into the dressing room. Then he assigned each of us our very own hair, makeup, and wardrobe team. We also had our own vanity tables with light bulb thingies around the mirror. And we got to wear the softest plush robes and slippers to lounge around in. OMG, it was amazing! Chloe looked through the collection of lip glosses on her vanity table. Wow, I love this pretty shade of pink. I think it would look great on me. As soon as she picked it up, Blaine rushed over to her.
Honey, no, don't do it, he cried, and knocked the lip gloss tube out of her hand and onto the floor.
OMG, that was close, he breathed heavily. Chloe looked like she'd just seen a snake. Was that lip gloss expired or something?
Way worse than that, Blaine gasped. You were 2 seconds away from putting on a winter shade of lip gloss, and you are definitely an autumn.
In less than an hour, I barely recognized my BFFs or my own image in the mirror.
OMG, we looked like a twist between fashion models and funky space aliens, mostly due to our bright fluorescent colored wigs and silver metallic glow-in-the-dark jumpsuits. But one thing was for sure. I was totally convinced that Blaine Blackwell was, in fact, a magician. The best thing about our new costumes was that now we wouldn't be recognized by security. Which was very convenient, because according to the gossip in Hair and Wardrobe, a security alert had been issued by Mr. Grumpy, Gus, the security guard. Apparently, three teen girls had attempted to gain unauthorized entry backstage and then refused to leave the arena property after being instructed to do so by security. They were now considered trespassers and were to be apprehended upon sight and physically removed from the premises. Like, who does that? Some girls my age are so immature. Anyway, the concert was going to be over in less than an hour, and the backstage area was huge. But I was confident my BFFs and I would find Trevor Chase before it was too late. I mean, how hard could it be? Just great.
Now I have to stop writing in my diary. Why? My mom wants me to take my little sister, Brianna the Brat, to the movie theater to see Princess Sugarplum Goes to Hollywood Part 2.
Ugh, I hate those stupid kiddie movies.
I have this entire week off from school for spring break, and I plan on spending it doing really super important things like, well, maybe writing in my diary and stuff. Hey, it's not a vacay in Florida, but still. Sorry, Mom, but I refuse to spend all of my time babysitting Brianna.